This is Ted Kennedy. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. Will Senator Al Simpson show a little green? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. All that blarney you peddle the rest of the year finally comes home to roost. According to the Census Bureau, 40 million Americans are of Irish descent. Search far enough, Al. I'm sure you'll find a few shamrocks in the Simpson family tree. I don't know whether your taste runs more to Sinead O'Connor and U2 or to Danny Boy and Molly Malone. But one thing is clear. Generations of Americans have been enriched by Ireland. 19th century Irish immigrants transformed America, Al. They dug the canals in the east and built the railroads to the west. Under every railroad tie, it said, an Irishman is buried. Those Irish immigrants had to push hard against prejudice, but they blazed trails of opportunity followed by many other ethnic groups. You don't have to be Irish to be for civil rights, Al, but it helps.
Talk about your blarney, Teddy, my boy. You've kissed that stone so often your head's turned to rock. You don't have to be Irish to be against prejudice. We all are, and there are lots of Irish sprinkled through the branches of the Simpson family tree. And on this special day when everybody becomes Irish, we all think momentarily of changing our name for a little Irish luck, old Alan O'Simpson. And, Ted, I'm glad you reminded me about Sunday being St. Paddy's Day. I thought it was just you Democrats turning green with envy over George Bush's clean win in the Middle East. I should have known better, begorra. But since it's the great Irish holiday, maybe a tiny bit of that leprechaun luck might rub off on me, then maybe you would agree with me a mite more often right here on Face Off. Or would that be stretching the luck of the Irish a wee bit too far? It's your day, Teddy. A fine broth of a boy like you will celebrate it well. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual.